Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
We've got an emails listener, Dave.
Oh, go on.
Or a listener's email, even.
Well, it was going so well for about 3 nanoseconds.
Well, you know, dude, it's Sunday, innit, you know. Hi, Si and Dave. Could you please give my band a mention on the air? Knackered Jack and the Resistors.
That doesn't exactly trip off the tongue.
I don't know.
Are you Knackered Jack?
Or who's the Resistor?
I don't know. We are a jam session band that are travelling in the UK throughout the year, playing dates in different parts of the UK. We want to encourage as many people as possible to come and join our jam nights. Get on stage and rock out with us. Hagasha.
Hagasha. Now listen, fundamentally, that's an excuse for them all to get onto a bus. And I've done this before. It's brilliant, isn't it? You're having a great time and you do toilet gigs. Or anybody that'll have you, fundamentally, they knock on a lot of doors and just get wrecked in a bus. It's great.
So now you know, Knackered Jack and the Resistors are coming to a venue near you.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Can you Thin Lizzy the Cowboy song? Could you imagine any other band getting away with that song apart from Thin Lizzy?
No. No, I can't. There was just that Celtic kind of influence to their music and with Brian Downey on drums. And the best lineup was that Live and Dangerous lineup. And, you know, fantastic. Scott Gorham leading rhythm guitar, Brian Robertson leading rhythm guitar, filling it on bass, and Brian Downey, the old Downinator, pound, the master of the shuffle on drums.
Marvelous. Brilliant.
Welcome to the Hairy Bikers Nosh Pit.
It's time for the Nosh Pit.
Yes! I love this bit of the show. It's great, isn't it?
It is. We do have to work it, though.
You do.
Anyway, this one's quite obvious, really, but the recipe's cracking. It's Led Zeppelin, the Lemon Song, and we're going to do a lemon drizzle cake.
Come on.
It's all about the cake, no drizzle. Well, there's lots of drizzle. Lemon drizzle cake's nice, isn't it?
It is, I like it. It's a cut and come again, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to get plenty of drizzle. And our recipe's great. It's kind of lemony. It is on the website.
It is.
So you can get the recipe for nothing. It's got lemon, sugar, butter, flour, baking powder. It's really simple, actually. But as I said, it's all about the drizzle.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Do you know what, mate? You know, there was this. There was a mate of mine who we used to go to the Green Bank, which was this like CIU club in Chesley Street. And he used to say, right, this is what we've got to do. Wait to see which girls are still upright and not drunk. And that are still dancing to Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And then, like, right, lads, we're in. We'll just go in and, like, kind of mingle and dance in front of them and stuff. Every single week we used to fall for it, and every single week, every single one of us failed to pull. He was completely hopeless.
Why?
He always got it wrong. He always got really, really beautiful girls that wore, like, tight leather pants and stuff and leather and lace and stuff.
Aye.
And he was always really successful, but there was about six of us that were like, oh, he's done it again. And we were just mere sideshows to his main event, you see.
You were the acolytes.
I've never been an acolyte, have I? But do you know what I mean? He was like one of those, you know, he was just...
Anyway. You were the dwarfs to Snow White.
Yeah, pretty much, dude, yeah.
You were the pickles in the jar.
We were the eggs.
You were the froth on the stout.
Oh.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Do you remember we did Dancing Queen on Ice?
I did, yes, I did. You hurt yourself that day.
I did. You were dressed as a Viking, your drum kit in the middle of the ice, at the ice rink, and I was dressed in a silver spandex suit with a cape singing Dancing Queen, rockets on my feet.
You did work as well. Can you imagine?
Things I've done to turn a shilling.
I know, mate. Well, you know.
Right. Email, Kingy.
Oh, yes, it's an email from Alan and Sharon from Hull. Hi, Si and Dave, me and the missus have been loving the show. It's great having you on a lazy Sunday lie-in. Good, you lucky flamers.
I hope you're not doing it when we're on.
Yeah, I hope you're eating croissants and not doing anything else.
That'd be really off-putting.
It would, we'd be wrong, Dave, wrong.
Put her down.
Stop it.
Put her down.
Right, now then. I once let Scott Gorham borrow my guitar when he came into a pub and I was playing at the time and he made it sound like God.
Si's been mentioning his drum playing cred. Did he keep any records or has he played drums with any famous rock stars? Keep rocking, Alan and Shannon, in bed from Hull.
Yes, eating croissants.
Who have you played with, Kingy?
Oh,
who that we know have you played with?
I haven't played with anybody I know, you know, really. Just like, you know, I was just...
You played once with the fella from Blur.
Oh, yeah, played with Alex James.
Yeah.
And I have played with Brian Johnson. I have to say, I was caking it because we were doing a miners benefit gig at Ballymow Town Hall, and at Ballymow Hall, you know, it's like this village hall thing. And Brian Johnson pulls up, and I remember he had a black Porsche 911, and you know, Bertley, we didn't have any money. And anyway, he turned up in this thing, and he just got up and sang, and everybody was going, "That's Brian Johnson." Oh my God. And he just turned and went, "Right, lads, whatever you're playing, I'll sing it." And we were like, oh, right. Hey, it was a brilliant night. He only stayed for two songs because he was going to the Rex. He always used to drink in Bertley in the Rex Club.
So you've played drums for Brian Johnson?
I have. He'll not remember, like, but no, I have.
Maybe that's why you can't get your AC/DC tickets.
Because he was, that's probably true. Do you know what? Because he was in a band called Geordie before then, you see. And they were quite famous, Geordie. And everybody was kind of, it's Geordie, you know. And Brian Johnson, and that's how he was discovered by AC/DC, because he was in a band called Geordie, and that was it. So, yes, Brian Johnson, I have watched his bottom sing.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
While my guitar gently weeps. Now, this email for the Sunday Roast Amnesty is making me weep. Have you read it?
Oh, me. Mecha glass eye weep. It make a robot tearful.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Oh, Beverly.
Beverly from Cromer in Norfolk.
Go on, Dave, crack on.
Dear Si and Dave, you said you can help with Sunday roast. Mm-hmm. You certainly can. I've been cooking roast potatoes for my Barry for the past 23 years.
My Barry. Oh, lovely.
Barry's had 23 years of purgatory on the tater front.
Oh, no.
And they always end up soggy on the outside and hard on the inside.
Oh.
He says he's used to them. He said the same about your body, Beverly, but
you know,
he doesn't mean it. You can improve things, but just once. I want to do a crispy, fluffy spud for Barry.
Oh! You know what, Beverly? We can help you with your fluffy spuds.
What am I doing wrong?
Everything.
Love the show and thanks for some cracking TV too. Thanks, Beverly from Cromer. Great crabs in Cromer.
Yeah.
But obviously, better crabs and roast potatoes.
Absolutely.
First off, you need to blanch your potatoes. Peel them, chuck them in boiling water, just poach them gently for about 5 minutes.
I've got another. Now, you see, the thing is, that what you need to do is put them in cold water, bring the water up to temperature, and then simmer them. Because if you put them in boiling water, what happens is you end up with the outsides all kind of all soft and horrible, and then the insides are all odd. So what you need to do is, as Dave says, put them in some water, bring them to the boil.
Yeah, but you only want to cook the outside. Don't want to cook the inside at all.
Yeah, well, you do, though, because what happens is, if you do it that way, it just ends up hard. Anyway, we've got trouble on. We're having a marital... Because then the outsides end up all, like, kind of, you know...
Okay, well, we'd agree to differ on this one.
Let's agree to differ.
I don't think it matters.
So
then, you put them into a pan with a lid on...
Yeah.
...and chuggle the pan up and down, and it scruffs up the outside.
However, you must take the water out of the pan first, or otherwise you'll scald yourself.
Oh, aye.
I think we need to start with basics with Beverly, mate, I'll tell you.
Meanwhile, Bev, you put your roasting tin in the oven with oil or goose fat.
Yes.
Goose fat's good. Goose fat roast is yum. Ooh. Yum. Anyway, that oil should be blistering hot. So you've got your scruffed up taters, you roll them into the sizzling hot goose fat, and then put on a couple of tablespoons of semolina or polenta on the top. It's a chefy thing. Roll it round in the fat. And where that cornmeal, the polenta, or the corn flour sticks to it, you will have super crispy roasties. Mm. And then just roast them until they're golden brown. Honestly, they are the best.
And your Barry will love you, Barry, like you've never been loved before.
Hey, Barry.
Only the crumbliest, flakiest taters taste like taties never tasted before.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
There you are, Bev. Is that all right, then?
We can't make it any clearer, really.
No, we can't.
Either that or the recipe's on the internet or on the books for nothing. Yeah. And you're listening to Planet Rock, online, on digital, and somewhere on FM in Birmingham.
Yes.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I really like Pat Benatar.
I do. And don't we all, Dave? We all need a lover.
Yeah. Do you know, well, I used to have an auntie, Pat.
Did you?
Yeah, she used to have a Cairn Terrier.
Oh.
She was a Catholic. It was dead funny. She went to Lourdes once, you know, to the shrine.
What, with a Cairn Terrier?
No, she left the Cairn Terrier back in Barrow-in-Furness.
Oh, that's
but anyway, right. She come back. My mum was poorly, like, so she bought the holy water and a statue of
Our Lady.
Our Lady from Lourdes.
Yeah.
And she put the statue on the wall, hung it up, and I mean, the holy water, my dad put it on the mantelpiece. Anyway, my dad's job always used to be just looking around, see the lights were off. Anyway, I was upstairs in bed. I heard this scream from downstairs. My dad turned the lights off, and all of a sudden, my dad was on his knees in front of the fireplace. It was a luminous statue. We thought we'd had a visitation. I thought Barrow-in-Furness was going to be like the next Knock, you know?
Our Lady that glows in the dark.
Yeah. I saw Virgin Mary in front of the mantelpiece. Honestly, but my dad nearly cacked himself.
I'm not surprised.
He's up. I don't know. Well, it was really funny. He was in his... He wanted to swear, but he couldn't, really.
No, well, you can't...
So it might have been a sign.
You can't in front of the Virgin Mary, you know. I mean, you can't be seeing stuff like that.
I miss my Auntie Pat.
Planet Rock. The Hit... I can't do it. Why I Pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.